Radio News. I'm Jules McKee.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-616-2130. That's 800-616-2130. 800-616-2130.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
It is Bucket Strategy Investing. We welcome you back to the show, WealthEd.com and BizTV and radio, television, listeners and viewers all across the country. Another hour getting started. I am Johnny Dean here with Professor Rick Plum. Just solving the problems here during the break. It's amazing.
Trying to.
People walked by. We had like a 1 minute break. That's all it was. And there was, you know, somebody coming by and just wanted to make sure they had, I guess it was a special needs trust sort of question answered.
I need an attorney.
Well, that, as it turns out, that's exactly what it is. But hey, listen, you know what? You folks have the exact same opportunity. You don't have to come down to the studio and knock on the door, which I think is kind of funny. You can give us a call. Right here in the studio. We are here answering your money questions. And coming up this hour, we're going to be talking a little bit about taxes. I know we covered taxes just a lot last week. But you have today, you have tomorrow, and that's about it. As far as getting your
so either file your return or file your extension.
You got to do something. And again, if you happen to owe money to the IRS...
Yeah, filing an extension doesn't give you time to pay the money. You're still supposed to pay it by the end of business tomorrow.
Yeah, and if you're short, if for whatever reason you don't guess right and you're short, you're going to owe some little, the taxes. Yeah, and but at least it's better than not having. It's better than
it avoids the penalty.
It avoids the penalty. It's always better to make sure you do that. So anyway, you have today, you have tomorrow, and we're going to talk a little bit about taxes. As I teased last hour, well, I have a couple of different things on taxes. One, I've been doing these myths about paying taxes. I've been having some fun with this with our television audience, and I haven't really brought it up with the radio audience. So I am going to do some of these with them a little bit later on in the hour if I can. But here's the other thing. Americans, I'm told, get an F on an income tax quiz. Did you know this?
It doesn't surprise me.
2,300 adults. It was a survey. Given by it's a personal finance site, NerdWallet, and they do some pretty good stuff. Based on a survey of 2,300 adults, and I think the average was like 56%, which is, like a fail, really, by any academic standard. So I'm going to read these here with Professor Rick Plum, and you folks can follow along because I know taxes are on your mind, and see for yourself if you know what the answer is. And it helps to understand taxes because not just during tax time, but it also helps when you're planning for taxes for next year. So we'll get into that and anything else that's on your mind. That means you can give us a call. All right, I said that. This is an interactive show. You call us right now, 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. Plenty of room on the phone, so give us a call right now with your money questions. Also, emails at our website, wealthed.com. A link there that says find your answer, and that's exactly what you do here on this program. You find your answer by emailing us or giving us a call. You can also talk to Professor Rick Plum off the air about anything that's on your mind from a finance-related standpoint. In fact, you can also ask him about some of these workshops we have coming up. We'll tell you about those in just a little bit. But you can reach Professor Plum or any Lucia Capital Group advisor, 800-644-1150. That's the off-air number, 800-644-1150. Speak to an advisor like Professor Plum. or any of the ones that are local to you across the country about your retirement plan. Maybe you're concerned that you can't retire when you want to. Maybe you're concerned that the market is going to take a huge dive and your portfolio is going to take a huge dive with it. And what are you going to do for income? Well, if that's the case, you need a strategy. You need one that's preparing, that gets you prepared for exactly that scenario. And that's the bucket strategy. Again, 800-644-1150. Talk to a Lucia Capital Group advisor off the air. They'd be more than happy to set you on the right direction, or at least tell you, hey, you're doing it right or you're doing it wrong. Whatever, they'll help you out. 800-644-1150. Our number on the air, 877-PLANNER. We'll do some of these here, Professor Plum, while we wait for some folks to call with whatever questions happen to be on their mind. So more than half of taxpayers don't understand many basic personal finance questions about federal income tax returns. That's as they relate to retirement, as they relate to college savings and health care. And this is a result that's not much changed from previous years, according to this survey by NerdWallet. You know, when you read quizzes like this, you say, well, you know, not even half or a little bit more than half don't understand. There's a reason for that. It's because taxes are complicated and people aren't thinking about this stuff. You know, we think about this stuff all the time, Professor Plum. We're around this all the time, so you would expect us to understand this.
I would hope so.
If you took, if you surveyed me on how a car works, or you know,
or the proper structural stressing of a certain bridge.
Exactly, right. Yeah.
If not happening.
Me, that isn't going to happen. I'm not going to know that. I don't work in that, which is why we are here for you. So I read this quiz not to, you know, make, this isn't a put down of any kind. It's just the way it is. And this is one of the reasons we exist. So let's go through some of these questions. And let's see if any of the folks watching or listening know what this is. Here's one that I think is sort of basic, but it actually is not for many people. Question number one, is the money you put in a Roth IRA pre-tax or post-tax?
Post-tax is also known as after-tax.
Right. Now, the three selections they have were pre-tax, post-tax, or none of the above. Now, we talk about Roths all the time. The money that you actually contribute. We're talking about contributory money into a Roth IRA. 42% got the right answer. So 58%
got the wrong answer.
Got the incorrect answer. The answer, of course, is
post.
Post-tax money.
After-tax money. There is no tax deduction for the money that goes in. And I think a lot of people just don't understand the term post-tax.
Well, that's what I was going to say, because it depends on how it's worded, as I said earlier.
Maybe is it worded just like that?
I don't know. I assume it is. I assume it is. But if, you know, pre-tax meaning that it doesn't show up on your tax return. Kind of like in many cases your health insurance. That's taken out in a pre-tax environment. Still, even if they weren't sure of the question, that would be one of the things that seems to me to be a fairly basic question.
Yeah, we've had them for almost 20 years now, the ability to do Roth contributions, Roth IRAs, and they've always been on an after-tax contribution basis.
Yes, now if I'd asked people, do the earnings in a Roth grow taxable or tax-free, I suspect many people would get that answer correctly, correct, after 20 years of having Roths. They would know that, yeah,
I hope so.
it grows tax-free. Then again, maybe not. So that's one. 42% got that answer correct. Here's another one. 90% of the people got this answer correct. So this is...
This one should be fairly straightforward.
Well, it is, because the question is something that you're going to be probably already filled out yourself. Can married couples file taxes separately? Yes or no?
Yes. If you're married, you have a choice. And the date that matters is December 31st. Are you married on December 31st? If you're married on December 31st, you're actually legally married, then you have two choices. You either file jointly or you file separately. That's what you can. You can't file as a single person anymore. You're not single, unless you got divorced the other day. So December 31st, your status on December 31st is the triggering event, and you can file separately if you want to. We talked about it in the break with the TV viewers and listeners. You have to file as a married couple, but you can file separately, and there are times where you want to. If you're worried about the other person maybe cooking the books on the business and you want to try to separate yourself from any potential tax liabilities from an area that you have nothing to do with, so separately is a very valid way of filing a tax return.
Yeah, now there are people who look at married filing separately and try to figure, well, you know, I could probably save some taxes on this. There are certain deductions that I might be able to take. But the problem is when you have a married filing separately, it's not as if there are two single individuals, you know, two people filing single. It doesn't work that way. The limits and are well, show up a lot quicker for married filing separately.
There are some advantages that two single people would have that a married couple filing separately would not have.
Yes.
And so that's why they don't let married people file as single. You know, now most of the time married filing jointly makes more sense, but there are some categories of incomes between the two spouses or expenses between the two spouses where you actually could have a benefit for filing separately, having nothing to do with not trusting the other one. You know, most of the time, though, I've seen the separate returns is because they're trying to distance their tax issues from the other person.
If you're married filing separately and one spouse is pulling some shady deals, then that person's spouse's shady dealings, if they happen to get caught by the IRS, will not affect the other person's, the other spouse's return, as I understand it.
Yeah, I mean, but if you file a joint return, most of the time you're going to be liable for whatever's on that return.
Right. But anyway, so the question was, can married couples file taxes separately? The answer is yes. 90% got that right answer, and it's because, once again, if you've ever filled out a tax return, you're given that choice. You're going to file single, married, jointly, married filing separately, or I guess head of household. They still have head of household.
They do have head of household, but you have to have a qualifying dependent to be able to claim that status.
Yes, and that...
you have to be single.
And that can work for some people. And in fact, it probably works more now than it did several years ago. Anyway, all right, so there are more. We'll get to some of these. We'll also get to some of those tax filing myths that you may have heard about, but we'll also get to your calls. We've got room for you on the phones. 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER. Take advantage of the Brain Trust for whatever money questions that you have, taxes or otherwise, doesn't matter. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group, back with more Bucket Strategy Investing.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
The concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes in retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment. I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the bucket strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
How do you know if there's more you can add to your investment strategy?
How do you know if there's more you can do?
How do you know?
How do you know how you can manage risk?
How do you know if insurance fits in your strategy?
How do you know what other investments are available?
How do you know?
Where do you go?
Where do you go?
Where do you turn to learn about financial planning? Where can you access the information that may help you make informed decisions about investing? Lucia Capital Group has an online resource with original programming, on-demand videos, and informative articles all designed to educate you about creating a strategy for your financial future. It's WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, not just a website, an archive of financial topics that could answer some of your most fundamental questions.
How do you know? Where do you go?
Go to WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, a service of Lucia Capital Group, an online financial education center. Learn more. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-460-2558. That's 800-460-2558. Again, 800-460-2558.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
Bucket Strategy Investing. Hey, we got room on the phones for you. 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. Yeah, room for you. Give us a call. Talk to us about whatever's on your mind. Tax filing season, taxes, non-taxes, doesn't really matter. You can just call us right here, Brain Trust, standing by to talk to you. You can also email us at our website, wealthed.com, wealthed.com. I'm going to do another one of these before I get to the next email here. One more, and then I'll save some more for a little bit later on in the hour or for tomorrow as people thinking about taxes. But this income tax quiz given by NerdWallet this month, 2,300 adults. More than half did not get more than, I guess it was more than half of the answers. So I think more than half failed is what this was. Asked a couple of questions so far. Here's question number 3 of the 10. When can you adjust your withholdings and exemptions on your W-4 with your employer? The choices, you can adjust your W-4 any time of the year. B, any time before January 1st each year. C, after you receive your W-2 from the previous year's earnings. Or D, by the end of the year tax deadline. Now, some of these are a little misleading, a couple of these, a little confusing, I think, some of the questions.
Well, this was pretty straightforward, I think.
Well, okay, you can do it any time of the year.
Do it any time you want. It'll take effect on the next paycheck.
But the second one says anytime before January 1st of each year.
So that's basically once you start the year, you have to stay with it for the year.
Okay, I suppose that's what that means. But it's still January 1st. It's still before January 1st of next year, you see.
Well, they said January 1st of next year?
No, of each year.
So they're basically saying you have to do it before the start of the tax year.
What they
the reality have. Is you can change it at any time during the tax year.
Yeah, what they should have said was only once per tax year.
But that's still not correct. The real answer is whenever your HR department will let you. Now, some HR departments don't let you just change it every pay period. Many do. It's just, you can legally, you can change it any time you want during the tax year. Now, obviously, if you change it in December, it's not going to have a dramatic effect because you don't have that many paychecks left for the year. Your withholding was set for the first 11 months. So normally, to make the biggest difference, you do it early in the year.
Well, and sometimes if you do it, if the payroll had already been turned in for that month,
you're done.
You're done, and so it may not happen anyway.
But so it's the next available payroll.
Only 67%, I said only, 67% got the right answer.
Yeah, at least two-thirds got it right.
Yeah, that's not too bad. This is one of those things that a lot of people file once.
Well, and most people, they look at that form when they get hired. And then they never look at it again. It's like, how do you do, what are this exemption? And they got this, I don't know how to do this form.
Well, yeah, exactly. Now what you have on that is the amount that you can withhold. And when they talk about this, they talk about exemptions. Exemptions, you can put really as many exemptions as you want.
Up to 99.
And what they do is the more exemptions that you claim, the less that they're going to take out for withholding,
right,
figuring you needed the money during the course of the year.
Or that you have a lot of deductions, more so than an average person with your income level at that employment. And so you won't owe that much. Or maybe it's the other way around. You want to, you know, you want to be able to withhold more. You know, between the two spouses, one has a very high income, one has a very low income. The withholding on the very low income isn't going to help much because they don't withhold much. So the high income one may have to actually withhold more. And so they have to change their withholding to account for the fact that they have, there's more income on the return, but at the level that the lower wage spouse is showing,
right,
doesn't withhold very much.
Yeah. Now, you, I mean, you know, if you only have two kids, you can still claim 99 exemptions if you want.
Now,
it has nothing to do.
That changes your withholding. So you may get a bigger paycheck every month, or they may not withhold any taxes during the paycheck pay period. But you're going to have to settle it all up in April when you file your return. And if you're under withheld, you'll owe a penalty as well.
Exactly. We'll talk about that. I want to take a couple of calls. 877-PLANNER. We have some folks on hold. A couple of people hung up, so give us a call back. And that puts, I guess, let's see, Julie in Atlanta up next. Hello, Julie.
Hi. I love your show.
Well, thank you.
For the good job.
We appreciate it. How can we help you today?
Okay, I have a question. If the birthday is October 1948, when is the earliest and the latest day or year to take RMD if you don't postpone the first RMD?
Well, you're looking for when is your first required minimum distribution year.
Right.
And it's the year that you turn 70 and a half.
Which will be 2019.
Exactly. You turn 70 in October of 2018. Well, not you. You're not, this doesn't sound, you sound much younger than this, but whoever has the October 1948 birthday turns 70 in October of 2018. But they don't turn 70 and a half until the next year. They turn 70 and a half in 2019. So their first required minimum distribution is tax year 2019. Is that what you're...
Exactly like April 2019 or...
No, the April has nothing to do with this yet. Their required minimum distribution is for tax year 2019. Now, when do they have to take the 2019 required minimum distribution? They can take it at any time during 2019, or because it's their first tax year required minimum distribution, they can postpone it and until the first quarter of 2020. Now, if they postpone their 2019 required minimum distribution till January, February, March of 2020, they're still taking their 2019 RMD, and they still have a 2020 RMD to take during that year. That cannot be postponed. That has to be taken before the end of December 2020. So,
and they're going to be the two in 1 year.
There's two, yeah. If they defer their first one, they're taking their 2019 and their 2020 required minimum distribution all in basically calendar year 2020.
Okay. So if they didn't postpone this, so that means January, if it's 2019, it will be from January or until December 31st, 2019, if they didn't postpone.
Right. Correct. If they do not postpone, they can take the required minimum distribution for 2019 at any time during 2019. You don't have to wait until, March of 2018. April of 2018, when you're actually 70 and a half to take it. You can take it January 2nd.
January 2nd, not January 1st.
Well, January 1st, people, you know, the financial institutions are all closed, so you can't really take them out that day.
Oh, that's right. So January 2nd, between January 2nd to December 31st, 2019.
Anytime during that calendar year,
okay,
it works.
And then the next question is, or if they postponed it, then they have until 2020.
Till April 1st.
April 1st, right?
Right.
And then in that case, they're going to have a 2 in
2020.
Okay, got it. And then the next question is, if they want to do conversion, and when is the last time they can still do the conversion?
As long as they have IRA money, that's, you know, they can do IRA conversions. So if this person wants to do a conversion this year or next year, they can do 100% of their IRA, because they don't have a required minimum distribution. If they want to do it in 2019, They first have to take out the RMD, and then they can convert any amount over that. They can. There's no age limit for conversions. It's just that you cannot convert the amount equal to the required minimum distribution.
Yeah, that has to come out first before you do any conversions if you are indeed subject to required minimum distributions. Julie, I got to take a break. If you have any other questions, just hang on a few minutes. We'll bring you back on the other side, or we can explain exactly what Professor Plum was saying there in that 30-second answer. 877-PLANNER. We're coming right back with more Bucket Strategy Investing.
Recently, we talked to people at a Lucia Capital Group Retirement Strategies Workshop about concerns they have related to retirement.
I am concerned about another market crash.
I think inflation is always a concern.
How to make our money last.
The concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
Retirement in today's economy is one of America's greatest challenges, especially if you have to make decisions on your own, and you may live 30 years or more in retirement. If you're worried about outliving your money, inflation, and stock market volatility, discuss retirement strategies designed for these uncertain times. Get a written plan customized by an experienced retirement planning strategist. You can schedule a consultation with an advisor now by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click Contact Us at LuciaCap.com. That's LuciaCap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. Because financial needs and goals evolve as life goes on, you need an investment strategy that's adaptable over time. Since its inception, the Lucia Capital Group Bucket Strategy has been refined and enhanced to address many of your changing needs, creating additional opportunities for managing your long-term buckets, options to incorporate non-correlated investments, access to investments to help you manage the risk of outliving your money, and ways to invest for tax efficiency. The Bucket Strategy has a simple structure designed for your income needs today and the potential for growth tomorrow, and is fully customized for each investor. Find out how a Bucket Strategy can be created just for you, then adapted to align with your goals over time. Schedule a complimentary consultation at 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or go to LuciaCap.com, LuciaCap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable.
It smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's
hard.
I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam for my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need SpotOnWebsite.com. At SpotOnWebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. SpotOnWebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at SpotOnWebsite.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Guess who? The Brain Trust. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER. Got some lines open for you, and we're going to continue to take your calls right now. Some more tax quizzes coming up, some tax questions, and whatever else we happen to come up with. But we're back to the phone lines, 877-PLANNER. We were talking before the break with Julie in Atlanta, Georgia. And Julie, I think you had another question, or maybe you need some further explanation, but go right ahead.
Thank you. I have this series. Can I just kind of describe, and then if I'm mistaken, and then Professor can correct me.
I can try, yes.
Yeah, okay. So that means like 2018, I can still do the full conversion.
No, 18, yes.
Without going to IMD, because that's not started yet, right?
You don't. The person that was born in October of 1948 does not have a required minimum distribution in 2018.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the full conversion will be applied, all right?
If you wanted to, you can do the whole thing.
Okay, and if 2019, for instance, if we convert to 10,000, mm-hmm. and then first the IMD is 2,000, that means the 10,000 convert, 2,000 will go to first IMD, and then 8,000 will be actually conversion.
Right, so you cannot take 10 out of the IRA and put all 10 of it into the Roth IRA. You can take a distribution of 10, keep 2 of it in your checking account, and put 8,000 over in the Roth IRA if those are the right numbers.
Okay, and then we can tell them the first 2,000 want to go to personal account, they can transfer to personal account.
Yeah, just tell them, you know, here's what my RMD is, or they can tell you what the required minimum distribution is. Either send it to my brokerage account, send it to my bank account, my non-Roth IRA account, just send it right over here. Now you're done with the RMD. Now through the rest of that year, you can do any amount you want as a conversion.
Okay, so that means, you know, in this case, we say 2,000 go to IMD and then 8,000 go to conversion, which is perfect, correct, right?
That's fine. If your RMD is 2 grand, that works fine.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then in this case, you can still postpone the first IMD until 2020.
No, you cannot. Not if you're doing a conversion. If you're doing a conversion in 2019, which is your first year of your required minimum distribution, they don't let you convert without doing the RMD first. That's right,
because if 2019 already take a first to the IMD, that means no conversion on no delay on the 2020.
Right.
Okay.
Because you already did the RMD.
Okay, last question. I think I might mistaken something when you say that, but I didn't catch it. Sometimes I hear you say something about some person age 69 on that year, and you also say something they require to take his RMD.
I was using me as an example.
Right.
My birthday is at the end of June, so I don't turn 70 and a half until the end of December, but I will turn 70 and a half in that 1 year. But even in January, I could take a distribution in January of the year I turn 70. I'm only 69 and a half, just barely over 69 and a half. But it's in the year that I turn 70 and a half, so that's still part of my required minimum distribution. So it's not the day that you turn 70 and a half that matters.
But I thought that from 69 to 70 and a half, that's 1.5 years apart. How could they fit into the one same year, though?
I'm 69 and a little over a half.
Oh, okay. I did a bit over half. That makes sense.
Yeah, just a little over half.
How can they have 1.5 years into the same category in 1 year? You know,
it's still less than 1 year. It's just a little, just barely less than 1 year.
It's already past the 60 and a half.
Right. I hit the 69 and a half.
I got you. Yeah, right. I know I'm missing something, you know.
Yeah.
That's it. It's so confusing, much. But that's how it works.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you. My question.
All right, Julie. Thank you. Thank you for the call. I can see how it can get confusing.
Yeah. It's the year, not the day
yes.
you turn 70 and a half that you have a required minimum distribution. That's at the older end of things. The other one that's a half year, the 59 and a half, is the day. Why? I don't know. That's what Congress set up.
And the
other one for 401ks and qualified plans, that's the year you reach 55.
That's if you terminate employment at age 55 or older.
Consistency in tax law doesn't exist.
Well, you know, they do these things one at a time, and it's, you know, it makes sense in the context, I suppose. Now, here's the thing. We talked about this. This is another important point. I think this came up on Friday, as a matter of fact.
It was last week sometime. I can't remember the day.
With regard to postponing your required minimum distribution. Again, you can postpone your very first required minimum distribution if it's age 70 and a half, if you're retired. We'll just call it age 70 and a half. You can postpone it, but you need to take it the following year before April 1st in order to have it count for that year. But if you decide to do a conversion, you cannot simply do a conversion and say, I'm going to wait until next April.
You cannot postpone the required minimum distribution and convert in that first year of required minimum distributions. They've come out, clarified that, and said this is not a good thing. Any distribution is going to be first considered required minimum distribution, and only an amount in excess of the RMD is eligible to be converted. So they put that one to bed very early. I think they came out in 1999 and gave us clarification on that. Because we were talking about it. We're thinking, okay, well, we have one more year to do conversions without RMDs.
So let's lower the balance on this IRA.
And I don't think they were speaking directly to us, but we'd been talking about it when the clarification came out. So
I don't personally see what the big deal is. I know it's a law, but I don't understand what
the big deal is. It's taxable either way.
It's it. I mean, it's sort of, I can't see the difference.
Well, the difference
other
is...
Other than one of them, you're going to have more money growing tax-free.
Yeah, and they don't want that.
Why not? You could take your RMD on December 30th if you wanted, and then 2 days later, 3 days later, January, you can convert almost that same amount to a.
But the rules are the rules are the rules.
Yeah, the rules are the rules. It just doesn't seem to make a whole lot of sense. Now, if you do decide to postpone, let's leave conversions out of this. If you do decide to postpone your first required minimum distribution, and you take it, you decide, you know, you have to take that required minimum distribution by April 1st, you now have two required minimum distributions, meaning that you have to take the grand total of those two during the year. But
at least the first one has to come out in the first quarter.
Right. Now, doesn't mean you have to take out two. If you have a $4,000 required minimum distribution and you postpone it until the following April and you take out, call it $8,000 or $8,500, whatever, you take out that much, you've satisfied both,
right?
Assuming it hasn't grown.
Now, most of the time, deferring it is not necessarily a good thing. But you know, everybody's different. Where we've seen it work help the most is where somebody was working up until, you know, December 31st of the year they turned 70 and a half, where they had a nice big income, you know, while they were working, and then the following year they were going to have much less income. So deferring it in that case made some sense. The other place I've seen it where more often it makes sense is they forgot to take it while they were 70 and a half. And they, oh, wait, I got to catch up to this. And they take it in the first quarter of the following year. But what happens is your next year, so we were talking with Julie about her first required minimum distribution being the year 2019.
Yes.
And if she postponed it till the beginning of 2020, it actually makes your 2020 required minimum distribution almost 4% larger. Because remember how a required minimum distribution is calculated. The 2019 calculation is the end of 2018 divided by the life expectancy factor that you reach for that year. And the 2020 is the end of 2019. Well, if I haven't taken my required minimum distribution out for 2019, it's still part of the balance for calculating my 2020 required minimum distribution. So it'll be a little bit larger. How much? About 3.5%, 4% larger.
Well, because that's money you didn't take out.
Yeah, my balance is bigger.
Now, that year, if I take it before April, that year I'm going to be turning 71. Do I use a different table?
Yes, you use the age the table for the age that you will reach that year. And unfortunately, even if you died January 2nd, January 3rd, before you took a required minimum distribution of that year, your heirs or your whoever's inherit has to use the age you would have attained for that year. So, you know,
so it could be a little more than that.
So 4%. Some people are 70 in their first year of required minimum distribution. Some people are 71 in their first year of required minimum distribution. Was your birthday in the first half of the year or the second half of the year? For people that have their birthday in January through June, their first required minimum distribution, they will use age 70 because they turn 70 and a half the same year. For somebody whose birthday is in the second half of the year, they'll use 71 as their first required minimum distribution age factor because they don't turn 70 and a half until the following year, and that same year they'll turn 71.
Yep.
It's the age that you reach during that year.
If you miss your required minimum distribution, now I know we covered this on Friday or whatever it was, last week sometime, but if you miss your required minimum distribution, you just don't take it, there's a very hefty penalty.
Yeah, when they catch you, if they catch you, it's
a
50% penalty. And I can't say with certainty they'll catch you, but if it were me, they would catch me because I get caught on anything I try to do, you know, wrong.
You talking about your wife catching you?
No, the IRS.
Oh, the IRS?
I've never tried to do anything wrong, but I just, that's the way my life works. I'm going to get caught. I don't get away with anything.
Okay, all right. 877-PLANNER, trivia, what's happening on this program tomorrow, all that, and your phone calls. When we come back, Bucket Strategy Investing.
Set it and forget it. Out of sight, out of mind. Hands off. For many investors, that's how they perceive their 401k plans. Even when they leave their jobs, they leave their 401k investments untouched. Is there more you can do for your retirement with some hands-on guidance supported by a strategy? Learn the options and potentially the advantages. Schedule a rollover review with Lucia Capital Group. Learn how easy it is to take control of your retirement by rolling a 401k into a buckets portfolio. The retirement planning advisors at Lucia Capital Group work directly with each client to develop a strategy geared to their goals. Learn how you may be able to diversify your retirement plan. Take a closer look at the fees you may be paying with an old 401k that's out of sight, out of mind. Call Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
At Lucia Capital Group, we believe there are three critical steps that should precede making any investment decision: education, advice, and planning. Education: learn about available options and expand your understanding of investment products. Advice: get guidance from experienced financial planning professionals who you feel understand your specific needs. Planning: choose a strategy that consistently supports your investment decisions. Where can you go for financial guidance? Lucia Capital Group invites you to build your wealth education at WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com features live and on-demand video programming featuring Lucia Capital Group advisors who will help educate you about investing, give guidance based on years of experience in the financial services industry, and help you build a strategic plan that integrates your investments. WealthEd.com, the site dedicated to wealth education. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member SIPC. PC and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new
ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
You know, we had that question about converting to a Roth with the required minimum distribution. Can you do a Roth conversion and then still postpone your RMD? The answer is no. But we're going to come out of this program tomorrow. We're going to clear up some of the confusion about Roth IRAs. One of the questions that was on this quiz that most Americans failed, which was the very first question that they asked, is the money you put in a Roth IRA pre-tax or post-tax? Only 42% got the right answer there. So that tells us really that there's still some thirst for knowledge, I guess, with regard to Roth IRAs. It's important to understand the Roth IRAs. Because they can be a really helpful tool for you if you indeed qualify to either contribute to one or if you, you know, can convert money. So we'll talk about Roth tomorrow, kind of give you the basics of them and explain how they work and why they may be able to work for you. Roth IRA is a wonderful gift given to us about 20 years ago by a government who somehow managed to give us something good and not take it away.
Yeah, they haven't taken it away yet.
I don't...
Well, that's because if they take away Roth, they have a hard time getting reelected.
Well, you would think so. Although, I'll tell you what, people just don't seem to understand how important these things are. You know, they've already cut Social Security.
Yeah, but that was cut back in 1983.
No. They did it with this restricted application and all that. But you know what? Nobody seems to care. All right. We'll take a couple of calls here and then get to maybe some trivia if we have time. 877-PLANNER. Email's coming up as well. Let's move next to Sam in Las Vegas. Hello, Sam.
Hello. How you guys doing?
Good. How are you doing today?
Great. Great.
How can we help you?
Yes, I have a question. I was telling the other guy, I have a house, and I was thinking about selling my house. I have it as a rental, but I heard... They said, well, if you sell it, you're going to have to pay capital gain. So I was thinking, sell my house, and can I use the money to open up a business without paying the taxes?
Nope.
Okay.
Let's explain this, Professor Plum. Come on.
There is a 1031 like-kind exchange where you basically take a property, a rental property, an investment property, and you exchange it for another investment property, a similar type of property. Now, when they say similar, it just has to be an investment property. But it does have to be an investment property, not an business. And so the only way to defer the gain would be to buy another rental. Now, what did you pay for this property?
I'll pay about $130,000.
What's it worth now?
About $265,000.
Nice. Pretty good deal. Where did you buy it? At the bottom? 2010?
When it was in the bottom, yeah.
You'll have to pay taxes on that $100,000 of gain. What's your household income, and are you married or single?
Married.
And what's the household income without the sale?
About $75,000.
Okay. So there's a little bit of room, but most of this gain would be in the 15% income tax bracket. So long-term capital gain bracket. There would be some depreciation to recapture. You've been depreciating at least some amount of money over the last, you know, 8-10 years that you've owned, 7-8 years you've owned it. But you haven't owned it that long, so there's not a whole lot of depreciation recapture. So I would go by and have an accountant tell me, based on my income expectations for this year, if I do sell it for this amount of money, what's my tax liability going to be, and see whether or not it's worth going through the hoops of doing another type of an exchange where you don't pay taxes.
Right, right. Oh, the other option was that, I moved to Las Vegas, and then prices are going, crazy, going up. So I was thinking maybe sell the house and try to buy something at a decent price, so like another investment. That way I don't have to pay the...
Right. Now, if you buy another investment property of equal or greater value, it's a 1031 Starker exchange, you do it right. There are ways to defer the tax if you buy another investment property.
Okay. So there's a way. So, but I have to be another investment property.
Right. Now, it doesn't have to be a single-family residence for a single-family residence or raw land for raw land. You can go to a storage facility. You could go to raw land. You could go to an apartment complex. It just has to be an investment property of equal or greater value, equal or greater debt.
I gotcha. Okay. And then I have another quick question, if you don't mind.
Sure, go ahead.
The other question is, okay, so I have a 401k. I have some money in there. And then, this is new. I was talking to a friend of mine, and he says, hey, you can borrow against your 401k. I said, I don't think you can do that. He says, no, yeah, I think you can. You can.
Well, the law allows,
pay yourself.
The law does allow that you can borrow from the 401k. Whether or not your company allows for loans is up to your company. So you would have to ask, it is legal. A lot of companies, a lot of 401ks allow borrowing. You're allowed to borrow up to 50% of your vested balance, with a maximum loan being $50,000. And it does have to be repaid over a 5-year period of time, over an amortized 5 years.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Okay. So the company, if the company doesn't allow it, then you cannot do that then.
Yeah, if the company doesn't allow it, you're not going to get a loan from your 401k. Now, most companies nowadays, especially if they've got any size to them, most companies typically are allowing loans, but not everyone. So just check with your company.
Okay, I'll do that. Well, thank you, sir. Appreciate that.
Hey, you're very welcome. Thank you. Thank you very much for the call. Good luck to you, Sam. We only have a minute or so, a minute and a half. But on these 1031 exchanges that he was talking about, you can
defer the tax.
You can defer the tax. In fact, that's really the reason for doing it.
It's the whole reason for doing it. Yes.
Yes. But what happens is when you do these 1031 exchanges, you carry over your basis. You carry over all this stuff.
Right. It keeps. So assuming it was exactly the same purchase price as net sales proceeds, then your basis from the original property rolls into the basis. It's now the basis of the second property. Now, if I buy another place that's more expensive, I sell the first one for $260,000 and I buy the next one for $360,000 and I add $100,000. Well, I've added $100,000 of basis to the thing. So my original basis plus $100,000 is my new basis.
Yes. Now, you have to follow the rules very, very closely
on
this. Yes,
and get with an accountant on this. You cannot take possession of the money. So I sell property A for that $260,000 or whatever it is.
Right.
I can't take the money into my bank account and do whatever I want with it. It has to go into an escrow account. The escrow has to have the appropriate language in it to get the tax deferral. And then the escrow account writes the check to the new purchase. I have to identify the new purchase within a specific time horizon, close escrow on the new purchase within a specific time horizon, 45 days, 180 days. And there's also some time horizon with tax years. We can't span a couple tax years. It can get complicated, but a good realtor, a good accountant can help you right through all this.
Yeah, they're called 1031 exchanges. We may add that as one of our first hour topics, but they have to be done correctly. If not, you can find it to be a very taxing experience and go against the very reason why you did the 1031 exchange. Okay, we're out of time. You want to talk to Professor Rick Plum, any Lucia Capital Group advisor, about your portfolio, about your retirement, get a bucket strategy put together. 800-644-1150, the off-air number at Lucia Capital Group. 800-644-1150. Give them a call. They would love to talk to you about your plan. For Professor Rick Plum, I'm Johnny Dean. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.